That is the Zach Brown Band on 840 CFCW, and I'm so excited. It's time for Gardening with Sharon. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know what? I'm awesome because some warm temperatures coming up and you and I are talking gardening. And let's do a quick recap of what we talked about last week.
Okay, so last week I said that it's a good idea to do your best to stay out of the garden while the soil is still wet because you don't want to trample it down. And keep your fingers out of your perennials. Let them come up naturally. And south-side beds may be dry, so watch them for water.
And now let's talk about, because as we said, it's going to be, what, 14 today, 16 heading into the weekend, time to get out and do some spring cleaning.
Yeah, so like with all that in mind, this is a good time to rinse out your hoses because things get in hoses, dirt, little animals, or maybe little insects. Rinse out your hoses. Also, wash your tools really well with warm soapy water. Don't really need bleach, but just warm soapy water. And then the next thing is to clip back your perennials and clip them back to about 2 or 3 inches. The occasional perennial might be higher than that, but the old growth, clip it back as well. So those are the things that we could do this week.
Okay, and then you and I got to talking because I said to what's-his-name last night, we have a choke cherry tree in the backyard and we have one little black knot fungus I can see up there.
Yeah, so black knot fungus, while the leaves aren't out yet, you can see them, and they're a knobby black lesion or a gall on the trees. Its nickname in the horticulture industry is poop in a tree.
Okay.
So what it does is it gets itself around the branch that may be injured, and the spores go in there. And what it does, it ends up strangulating those branches so the new growth can't grow. So we need to get rid of that. And I just put a post up on my Instagram and Facebook, The Gardening with Sharon, ones, and it'll give instructions on how to take care of that. But you got to keep a grip on that or else your trees will die. So take a look at that.
And if you stay on it, you can save your trees.
So just, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And disposal of the fungus is important as well.
Oh, definitely. Don't mulch it. Don't put it in your mulch pile. Don't just drop it at the base of the tree because what happens is the spores will just end up replicating and spreading. So either put it in a plastic bag to go to the dump or burn it.
And how do we find you on Instagram and Facebook?
At Gardening with Sharon.